Jacksonville aldermen meet on a Tuesday night following Memorial Day on Monday. City Council will vote on accepting bids for a contractor for the new water treatment plant, as well as discuss the acceptance of an engineering service proposal from Benton & Associates and advertising for bids for the fourth phase of construction of the Nichols Park Pavilion. Discussion on increasing rental fees for the pavilion is also on the agenda. Resolution for those items are scheduled. Also, aldermen have an ordinance to vote with an emergency clause increasing waterworks and sewerage revenue bonds to an amount not to exceed $36 million. Aldermen will also have a vote to take up a resolution for a new deputy police chief at the Jacksonville Police Department following the retirement of Tim Shea. Things get underway with a workshop session at 6:30 in the Jacksonville Municipal Building.
What makes a great bank? A bank designed for you. This is Darcy Marr with Premier Bank, and we are always striving to provide the best services to keep up with your busy lifestyle. From online banking, convenient hours and ATMs, to our newest online loan applications and mobile banking, we're Premier Bank. Come see your hometown bank today at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, now you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. This is how we do it. When confidential papers arrive at our office, they are immediately taken to the shredding area where a trained worker feeds them through a massive shredder. Then we run all the shredded paper through a hydraulic compactor that makes paper bales, like bales of hay, only much bigger. The bales go to a processing plant where your old papers end up being reused to make a variety of new paper products. Confidential and secure, 17 cents per pound with a $5 minimum. Commercial and residential, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
South Jacksonville police made one arrest last night. 30-year-old Jose Orona, who is listed as homeless, was booked at the Morgan County Jail at 7 p.m. for disorderly conduct. Orona remains in custody. Governor Bruce Rauner was in Springfield earlier this month to discuss his turnaround agenda with several superintendents, including District 117 Superintendent Steve Potosik. Potosik says around 15 superintendents were active during the meeting on May 15th. He says a number of changes were suggested by Rauner that could potentially hurt school districts.
I think there are a lot of individuals in the room that had a lot of disagreement with some of his plans moving forward. He wants to talk about a freezing of the property taxes. Understand that with our decreasing state aid, the only revenue increase we're getting right now on an annual basis is our tax levy. Our tax levy increased $478,000 over last year based upon properties increasing in value. If you don't have that type of increase, we would be talking about some severe cuts in Jacksonville and some of the other school districts that are in worse economic state than us. They would be talking about severe cuts for next school year.
Potosik says there was some positive discussion at the meeting in regards to park testing.
They are open to talking about park testing and where we're going to be going moving forward. There's obviously a lot of confusion even amongst the legislature. The House passed a park opt-out bill for parents that even the legislature is starting to understand that the volume of time that we're spending with our kids testing, it's concerning.
The meeting was part of the Large Unit District Association, which consists of superintendents who recognize a need for networking, professional development, and advocacy for large school districts. Speaking of Governor Rauner, the Democrats in Illinois' General Assembly may soon offer a state budget of their own. House Speaker Michael Madigan announced Monday they will introduce a budget worth just over $36 billion that would go into effect July 1st. Madigan says that figure is around $3 billion more than the state can afford, but he's willing to work with Governor Rauner to make up the difference. Lawmakers have until Sunday to put a budget deal in place. Here is audio of Madigan yesterday, courtesy of our reporting partners at Channel 20 Springfield.
I don't really feel it's appropriate to bring non-budget issues into the budget making. This is a legitimate, straightforward discussion about the spending plan for the state, what the state of Illinois should spend so the state is responsive to the needs of Illinoisans who need the state to be responsive to them.
Governor Rauner's office sent out the statement in response about an hour before the speaker held his press conference. It says in part, quote, Speaker Madigan and the politicians he controls are walking away from the negotiating table and refusing to compromise on critical reforms needed to turn around Illinois. Instead, they appear ready to end the regular session with yet another broken budget or massive tax hike and no structural reforms, end quote. More questions are surfacing concerning the financial dealings of former Jacksonville Congressman Aaron Schock. The Chicago Tribune reports the former lawmaker has used a Chicago condo and received campaign dollars from commodity trader Darren Fry and his wife. If Schock used the condo for campaign purposes and didn't reimburse the Frys under campaign laws, it should have been reported to the feds. The one-time legislator is under a federal investigation regarding other donors.
Good morning, this is Ernie Downey. Here's a good policy from Diamond Brothers Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company. When you buy a home and car insurance, you'll receive a multi-policy discount. When you buy life insurance, you'll get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owners will save you money on all the insurance you already have. Now that's a good policy. Visit us in Jacksonville or Root House, or call 243-8000.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. Your insurance experts, call Colton Downey now.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, the Morgan County Commissioners will meet this morning at 9 o'clock at the Morgan County Courthouse. Cass County Board will meet at 7 o'clock this evening at the Cass County Courthouse. Candidate for 18th Congressional District, Darren LaHood, will meet and greet guests, introduce himself at Hamilton's this evening at 5:30. And Jacksonville Area Senior Center Birthday Bash is happening today.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.